Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, with a different slant on a classic Christmas poem, and I give my sincere apologies to Clement Moore, or whomever originally wrote this piece. 'Twas a night before Christmas, when all through the town, all the townies were stirring and bustling around. The fountain was running down in the square, shoppers were running to here and to there. The regulars had sidled all snug to the bar. Herb drove around in his blackened-out car. And Mama in her leathers and I in my jeans had just ground up some fine coffee beans. When out on the street arose such a clatter, I spilled my latte to see what was the matter. Away to the window I'd lunged like a bear and couldn't believe what I saw just out there. The moon on the top of Richardson Bay gave a luster to objects like it was midday, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a cherry red 65 Mustang with 8 forward gears, with a very hip driver all decked out in red, with wraparound shades on top of his head. More rapid than meth heads, his friends they all came, and he whistled and shouted and hailed them by name. Hey, Bobby, hola, Ron, yo, Mikey and Jonathan. Hey, Herbie, hey, Peter, yo, Linda and Carolyn. Belly up to the bar, let's have a round, and belt it, belt it, belt it right down. As dry throats that through the desert do go, when they finally find water, just let it flow. So was the round drunk down by that crew, and a couple of extras with big chasers, too. And then in a twinkling, I knew of his plan, the dreaming and scheming of this red-suited man. I nodded my head as I spun around, as St. Nick crossed the dance floor with a leap and a bound. He was dressed all in satin from his head to his toe. It was all from Armani, I think you should know. A necklace of doobies he had strung round his collar, and he looked like a dealer in search of a dollar. His eyes, how they flashed, his tattoos, all flowers. His look made you think he had magical powers. His teeth were clenched as tight as they go, and the goatee on his chin was as white as the snow. The newest of iPhones he held in his hand, and he barked into it as he gave his commands. He had a thin face and an abdominal six-pack that tightened when he smiled like ribs on a rack. He was fit and lean, a fine-looking dude, and I stopped when I saw him, trying not to be rude. A nod to his phone and a flip of his head, and I learned not to fear this tall man in red. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, gave each council member a doobie, then turned with a jerk, and downing the drink he had left on the bar, and giving a nod, he zipped to his car. He jumped in the Stang, then popped the clutch. Good government, he cried, doesn't take much. Smoke a doobie ere you go to meet in City Hall, and maybe we'll finally have peace amongst you all. As he roared down the street, I heard his final word, Merry Christmas to all! And I sure love my Herb. Merry Christmas to you all.